Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Koff is here. Ed's a great member of our Brain Trust and co-founder of BMC Associates. He and David Gage have run that operation very well, helping partnerships and family-owned businesses get their act together when they run off the rails a little bit, and help them get back on the rails, or maybe not, but help them, but whatever they do, do it in an orderly way and with as little brain damage as possible. Right, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back, Ed. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
So, I've heard of the zero-sum game, which I've often used. There are people out there who play the zero-sum game all the time, or at least maybe that's even their... That's their life philosophy, is the zero sum game. In other words, they see a fat person, they think somebody who doesn't have a skinny person, the fat person got their food. You know, they think that's a zero sum game. Mm-hmm. I know people who think that there's a finite amount of love in the world. And so if I love you, Ed, that means that, and they love you, that means that. That, or if you say you love me, that means that they're going to lose some love. They're not going to get some of that because you gave me, you told me you love me.
Right. They're overlooking the fact that when you exercise that love muscle, it just gets stronger.
Exactly.
And stronger.
It isn't a zero sum game, but bless their hearts, they think that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
So I know about the zero sum game, but there's some other games that you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of folks have heard about positive sub games, and that's just where everybody wins.
Yeah.
In an interaction.
That's the marketplace.
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, as you say, there are too many people who, in their business lives as well as elsewhere, think that they've got to beat their counterpart in order to gain an advantage. But we've all learned over the years that, for example, if I pay a little more to a vendor who's going to integrate my systems into the supply chain and pull down my inventory costs and so forth, that vendor may be better off and I'm better off, even though I'm paying a little more than I might in another situation where I managed to negotiate someone down to an unreasonably low level.
Right.
So we've all learned, I think, that competitive or zero-sum negotiation often is not very helpful, that distributive, rather integrative, or positive-sum negotiation really can pay off where you create value by working with each other. But a third kind of game has really come to my attention recently in my work with my clients and elsewhere. And that's what you could call a negative-sum game, or there's another name for it that I prefer. It's the sub-zero game, sub-zero-sum game, because that's where you freeze yourself out of any kind of opportunity for success because you're so determined to beat the other guy that, in effect, even if I gain, if you don't lose, I'm unhappy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think no one would ever act that way. But it's a very common thing.
Oh no, I've seen it, and it reminds me of the story about the scorpion and the frog. You know that story, right? Frog wanted the scorpion wanted to ride across the pond and asked the frog to take him across, and the frog said, "Well, if I do, you'll sting me." He said, "Why would I do that? If I did that, we'd both drown." And the frog said, "That makes sense." And so he takes him across the pond, and halfway across, the scorpion stings him, the frog, and as they're drowning. The frog said, "Why'd you do that?" And the scorpion said, "It's just my nature."
Yeah. Jim, you always beat me to the best story, I'll tell you.
Well, the thing is you and I, we know people like this, don't we? It's just their nature.
Yeah.
And it's like they can't help it.
And it's not just, people in their private lives, but also in their business lives. By the way, it's also nations. We've got a lot of trade negotiations on around the world right now.
Yeah.
And I was just reading an article that suggests that a lot of the Chinese negotiators are in a position where if they come back with something for China, but it helps the United States, that's unacceptable.
They could be shot for that.
Right. So I know.
Can I stop? Let me throw something else in, because I don't want. I hate to take shots, folks, but I think we should call this like it is. There's a lot of that in America in Washington D.C. right now.
There's
a lot of politics, and I'm not saying Republican or Democrat. There are a lot of people in politics today that it's not. And you know what's lost in the middle of that? Intellectual honesty is what's missing. Meaning, if I'm not, if you may be my enemy, Ed, but if I see something that's not right and I against you, and you may be my enemy, if I'm intellectually honest, I'll say, wait a minute, I don't like Ed, but that's not right. You shouldn't do that. There's not enough of that going on, I think, in our own country, in Washington. What do you think?
No, I think that's absolutely true. We've heard people say our goal for this year, for these 4 years, is to defeat the other guy.
Right.
What the goal should be is to show that we're producing so much that we're better than the other guy.
Right, right.
And we should be chosen. And I've been seeing a lot of this. I think it may just be a coincidence, but I've been seeing a lot of this in our work with partners.
You're seeing the negative sum game being played in the relationships you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I've got three quick examples that I can share with you on that.
Give us one example. Give us one of them.
Okay, the first example is a couple of brothers we worked with. One of them had been working in the family business, which, by the way, would be a very well respected public business, publicly owned firm in terms of its scope and the profits involved. One brother had been working in the business for 20 years. The other brother, who had had a successful law career, now wanted to come into the business. It was irresistible. And they negotiated for quite a while, and they wound up reaching an agreement where the brother coming in, the father said, the brother coming in could get 25% of the business. The brother already in would get 30% of the business. And the younger brother coming in blew up the whole deal because he was willing to give up his 25% rather than see his brother.
Hatred is amazingly strong, isn't it? It's just unbelievable. These are tiny people, folks. These are small people. Avoid them at all costs. Ed Kopp and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.